From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The old IMF, you don't see them doing what they did yesterday very often.
No, you don't. And we're talking about these bizarre goings on in the UK. It's like Monty Python have stepped in and are running the joint over there at the moment, isn't it? So, yeah, the International Monetary Fund has waded into the fray in the UK, and they've delivered a stinging and very direct rebuke to UK authorities, giving them a good telling off, really. And it does seem like a pretty unusual occurrence for the IMF to deliver such a pointed rebuke to one of the most prominent and, I suppose, established countries and economies in the world. So I'm referring to a statement released by the Washington-based lender yesterday, urged the UK government to reevaluate the plan, that's the tax plan that they had introduced, warned that the untargeted package threatens to stoke already elevated inflation. They're closely monitoring the economic developments there. They're engaged with authorities. And certainly, Mike, the market chatter has been that the developments in the UK look more like those that would be consistent with an emerging economy, with sort of banana republic than the UK. And what did we say yesterday morning? We were talking about this, you know, the sort of fiscal policy fighting against monetary policy. And the statement says it's important that fiscal policy does not work across purposes to monetary policy, because you've already got that rampant inflation, you're stoking it with the massive tax cuts. Now, the latest development, Mike, you've just referred to this prior to my coming on. The Bank of England has stepped into this. They're trying to calm the UK gilt markets, the UK government bond markets down. And I gave you the numbers yesterday morning about the massive shift that we'd seen in UK bond yields. So the Bank of England has announced that they will buy longer-dated UK government bonds, trying to calm that market down. And the point here is whatever scale is necessary. I mean, this is heady stuff. Mm. But the massive, massive moves in the UK bond market, the 10-year bond, it was, you know, a week or two ago at 3%, went to 4.5%. It's now back to 4%. The 30-year bond went from 3.5% to 5%. Now it's under 4%. You're dead right. This is Italy, Greece, you know, Portugal stuff. Massive, incredibly destabilizing moves. But this is also moving bond yields in other parts of the world as well. So the ripples, the effects are going through. They're going through the US market. It will be felt in our market as well this morning.
Okay, warehouse back home. What do we make of it, given they weren't open a lot? I mean, you can't blame them, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, we had some negative share price action in the warehouse share price yesterday. Fell 21 cents, about a 6.1% fall, so quite a big move. This is a result of what's been viewed as a bit of a soft outcome for their 2022 financial year results released yesterday. So sales down 3.5%, $3.29 billion worth of sales, but very much a disrupted year. If you look at the net profit level, $96.6 million, that's down 45% on the previous year, so a significant move lower in net profit. The warehouse sort of trading was most affected in the first half of the year. COVID very much a factor, as were freight costs. The business was having to work harder to clear products, so there was more discounted items. You can see that they've lifted their inventory. They're holding more products. They say it's related to protection against further freight supply chain challenges. No guidance for the coming year. The thing is, Mike, it was actually a bit, so people had already factored in these disruptions. It was actually probably at the lower end of expectations there. But everybody's quite uncertain about where 2023 is going to be. And this is why we're not seeing companies issue guidance. They just don't quite know where things are going to go.
Exactly. Quickly give me the employment numbers, because, I mean, we're all bullish, aren't we? If we want a job, we can get a job.
Yeah, West Pitt McDermott Miller Employment Confidence Survey, it's gone up. What's happening in the labour market will have material significant impact on inflation outcomes. Went from 108 to 115, post-pandemic high. You can see ongoing tightness in the jobs market there, Mike. Interesting thing is, though, is wages are going up, but people aren't feeling it. There's not much evidence of reported or expected earnings growth. They are actually going, wages are going up, but people aren't sort of saying that they're seeing it, and I think that's the effect of inflation and the cost of living is going up.
Okay, numbers please.
Right, so we've got, see, good news here this morning. The Dow Jones is up 530 points. This is because US Treasury yields have fallen a lot. So that's up 1.1% as we speak. The S&P 500, 3,702. It's up 1.5%, and the NASDAQ back over 11,000, 11,005. up 177 points, 1.6%. FTSE 100 gained to 21 points overnight, 7005. The Nikkei down 397, 26173. That's a fall of 1.5%. Shanghai Composite fell 1.6%, 3045. On the Australasian markets were weaker yesterday. That will be reversed if, in fact, the US markets hold on to these gains. The ASX 200, 6462, down 34, 0.5%. The NZX 50, 11,119, was down 95 points, 0.85%. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar has recovered a little bit, 0.5707 against the US, 0.8760 Aussie, 0.5881 Euro, 0.5255 pounds, 82.29 Japanese yen. Gold is up $1,659.54, and oil is also up. Brent crude up $2.64 at $88.91.
You're a top bloke. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.